Title: DJ Flight Edit. Drive a phase bass from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for 90s inspired darkness. Intro: Welcome. In this advanced mastering lesson, we're going to build a phase bass from scratch in Ableton Live 12, tuned for that late 90s DJ Flight Edit vibe, dark, aggressive, and club ready. We'll design a wave-eatable driven main layer with deliberate phase movement, lock in a clean mono sub, and finish everything through a focused bass boss and mastering style finalizer, so the bass translates on club systems without getting flabby or collapsing in mono. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a phase bass main patch made in wave-eatable with controlled phase movement, a tight mono sub layer built in operator and lock to the main patch, a bass boss that combines parallel distortion, multiband control and glue compression tuned for 90s darkness, a mastering style finish on the bass boss, linear phase EQ, multiband dynamics, saturation and limiting to make the bass sit in a full mix. Setup note: use Ableton Live 12 and set your project tempo to a drum and bass tempo. Roughly 174 BPM is a good starting point. Create a dedicated bass group early, so you can audition the full chain while you design. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Patch. Create the raw phase sound. Create a MIDI track called Phase Bass. Main and load wave-eatable. For oscillators use OSC A. A bright saw waveform basic shapes right arrow saw. Set voices to 1 and coarse tune to 0. OSC B. A darker waveform triangle or a darker wave-eatable position. Coarse tune 0. Detune slightly, around 3 to 12 cents. Crucially, give OSC B a non-zero start phase if your wave-eatable exposes a phase or start control. That steady phase offset between oscillators is what creates beating and the phasey character. If wave-eatable doesn't show a phase knob, duplicate the oscillator on a parallel track and emulate phase offset with utility phase invert and tiny detune. Filter and envelope. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Set cutoff somewhere between about 120 and 350 Hz depending on the note, and keep resonance low. Create a fast filter envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay roughly 120 to 400 ms. Sustain low. Map a modest amount of envelope to the filter, 10 to 40%. So each note's transient opens the filter and gives that plucky, facey attack movement. Add an LFO to either wave-eatable position or filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/4 or 1/8 with shallow depth, 10 to 30%, triangle or slow shape. Subtle modulation keeps the phasing alive without sounding obvious. If available, map a very slow LFO to OSC B's phase or position at about 0.1 to 0.7 Hz to produce slow phase drift. That slow drift is a key part of the phase bass effect. Amp envelope, fast attack, short decay and moderate sustain so the sound sits tight rhythmically and doesn't trail off too long. B. Sub layer, mono foundation. Create phase bass, sub with operator. Set oscillator to a pure sine, coarse tune to the root note, and avoid any detune. Set level so the sub alone reads around 6 to 12 dBFS and does not clip. Route this track to your bass group and force it mono. Insert utility and set width to 0%, or enforce mono on the bus later. Keep the sub clean and centered. C. Distortion and drive stack on the main layer after wave-eatable. Insert a saturator, curve, analog clip or soft sine. Drive. Start around plus 3 to plus 7 dB and use dry/wet to taste. Trim output gain to keep levels consistent. Add overdrive or drum bus next. Overdrive. Moderate drive. Tone darker to emphasize low/mid harmonics. Or drum bus. Small drive and a touch of transient and low boost for old school character. Then add a phaser for movement. Rate very slow. Roughly 0.1 to 0.6 Hz. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Stages 4-6. And dry/wet about 15 to 30%. Place phaser after saturation so the new harmonics are being comb filtered for richer movement, but keep it subtle. This is motion, not a sweeping effect. D. Bass group routing. Create a bass bus and route the main and sub tracks into it. Keep the individual tracks available for automation. Insert devices on the bass bus in this order: a EQ8 in linear phase mode, multiband dynamics, a parallel saturator return, and then a glue compressor. Utility, for mono enforcement below your chosen frequency, and a limiter last if needed. E. Bass bus processing. EQ8 first. Linear phase. Turn on linear phase mode to avoid upsetting the phase interactions we crafted. High pass at about 22 to 30 Hz to remove inaudible rumble. Small boost at the fundamental, typically 40 to 80 Hz, plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB if needed. Subtractive cut in 200 to 500 HE area, around 0.5 to 2 dB to remove boxiness. Use a bell with moderate Q and notch problematic resonances you find. Multiband dynamics, split bands roughly, low 2120 HZ, low mid 120-800 HZ, high 800 HZ plus, low band. Compress harder, ratio 36:1, attack 1030 ms, release 150-250 ms, aiming for 360 B of peak gain reduction. Low mid, gentle compression, around 2:1, attack 512 ms to tame boominess. High band, minimal action or slight upward comp to bring harmonic presence. Parallel distortion, set up a return track called bass distort parallel with heavy saturator slash overdrive and low pass the return above about 6K HC to avoid harshness. Send around 10-25% from the bass bus and blend until you get darker harmonic content without mod. Glue compressor, attack 1030 ms, release 100-300 ms, ratio 2:1, with light gain reduction around 1-3 dB to glue the layers. Utility, mono below 100-140 HE, you can enforce mono either by a dedicated duplicate low-pass slash mono track or by using multiband routing into a utility with width 0% for the low band. The core idea, keep the sub-region strictly mono. Spectrum and phase checks, use spectrum to identify fundamentals and resonances. Flip phase on utility to audition cancellation between main and sub. If things collapse, realign phase by nudging or resampling. Limiter. Use a limiter at the end only if you need to tame peaks on the bass bus. Gain match before slash after to judge impact. F. Context checks and mastering considerations. Solo the bass bus and check multiband gain reduction. Low end should be stable and not fight the kick. Do a mono check by toggling utility width to 0%. If the bass collapses, reduce phaser depth or make the sub purer. For arrangement energy, automate the bus saturator drive or the send to the parallel distortion during drops to get that DJ flight push. Common mistakes to avoid: overphasing. Too much phaser depth or wetness will comb filter and kill sub power and mono compatibility. Keep movement subtle. Boosting low mids aggressively. Major boosts around 200-600 HC make things muddy. Prefer subtractive EQ and careful multiband compression. Not monoing subs. Stereo subs lead to cancellations on PA or vinyl. Using minimum phase EQs before setting phase relationships, use linear phase EQ for surgical work to preserve your crafted phase relationships. Skipping gain staging, several saturators driven without trimming leads to clipping and confusing compression behavior. Overcompressing the low band, too much compression kills punch. Aim for control, not squashing. Pro tips: resample your sweet patch once the phase movement is right. Resampled audio is easier to nudge by milliseconds to fix phase alignment with the sub. Add tiny pitch modulation to the sub only if you want analog feel. Keep it within plus or minus 1-3 cents and verify mono. If linear phase EQ introduces pre-ringing, toggle it off and recheck. Use linear phase for narrow surgical cuts. Use multiband dynamics with tight settings on the low mid band to clamp only when problematic notes ring. For club weight, sidechain the bass slightly to the kick so the sub ducks 1-3 dB under the kick transient. Reference against a DJ flight edit or similar 90s track and match mid-slash-low balance, by ear, not absolute loudness. Mini practice exercise: a patch, wavy double main, LPF 24 dB, filter envelope decay around 220 ms, LFO on wavy double pass at 1/8 with tilde 18% depth, phaser after saturator rate 0.25 HZ, feedback 30%, dry slash wet 22%, operator sub, sign and utility width 0% on sub track. B bus processing, route both tracks to bass bus. EQ 8 linear phase HP at 28 HZ, plus 2 dB at 60 HZ, 2 dB between 250-400 HE. Multiband dynamics. Low band tilde 3 dB GR on peaks. Low mid tilde 1-2 dB. Add saturator on a return and blend around 18%. Glue compressor for minimal 1-2 dB reduction. C test. Play the bass loop with the kick and toggle utility width to 0% to mono check. If collapse occurs, reduce phaser or saturation on the main. Export a short loop and compare to a DJ flight reference. Then iterate. Recap: we built a wavy double main layer with intentional phase movement, a clean mono sub and operator, and a bass bus that combined linear EQ, multiband dynamics, parallel saturation, glue compression, and mono enforcement. The advanced takeaways: protect intentional phase relationships by using linear phase EQ for surgical moves, control the low band dynamically, use subtle phasing and saturation for harmonic darkness, and always check mono compatibility and spectrum/correlation when mastering bass for club systems. Extra coach notes. Quick highlights: treat the bass as three parts, facey harmonic engine, mono sub foundation, and mastering bus. Quick phase test: flip phase in utility on the sub track. If energy collapses, you have tansillation. Fine alignment: resample the main and nudge audio by plus or minus 1/8 ms in small increments rather than retuning oscillators. Keep bass bus peaks around 6 dB/fs for headroom. Prefer a dedicated mono sub track and avoid stereo processing on it. Distortion order matters. Distortion before phaser will phase the harmonics. Phaser before distortion gives a different sweep. For rich cone filtering, drive then phase. Use multiband dynamics and sidechain ducking for kick separation and to keep the sub steady. Save a template with the bass bus and parallel return setup, and name tracks clearly to speed workflow. Test on headphones, monitors, small speakers, and ideally a PA. If it disappears on small speakers, your mid harmonics need work. If it collapses in mono, rework phase or sub. Final thoughts: work iteratively, rough patch, resample, tighten, bus process, then compare with references. Automate drive and send levels for arrangement energy. Save versions so you can recall different drive settings. Practice the mini exercise, listen critically in mono and across systems, and you'll get that 90s DJ flight edit darkness while keeping the bass club ready and translation proof. Now open Live 12, set your tempo, and let's build that phase bass.